This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. As lawmakers convene for a special legislative session, Republican members are grappling with a bitter divide in their party. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Two men now claim to lead Colorado's Republican Party after Central Committee members ousted Chair Dave Williams over the weekend. Williams says the vote was illegitimate. Republican Senator Bob Gardner of Colorado Springs called the situation a distraction.
The public looks at that and it's one more party squabble, and frankly the other side of the aisle has its own, and it has very little to do with what's happening here this week, which is what we got elected to do.
It's likely the RNC or courts will have to weigh in on who ultimately controls the party mechanics, like bank accounts, emails, and social media. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Boulder County is considering a pause on large home construction. Officials say homes are getting larger across the county. County Commissioner Ashley Stolzman worries that bigger houses are pushing up home prices and also take more energy to heat and cool.
What someone builds in their neighborhood, there is a lot of liberty and freedom that we want to preserve and promote. And what you build on your property does also have an effect on the rest of the community.
The commissioners are holding a public meeting to discuss new housing regulations next month. A moratorium would only apply to unincorporated parts of the county. Colorado should have vibrant fall colors this year despite dry and hot conditions over the summer. Here's Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson.
I think we'll probably have a pretty decent fall color season. Not as good maybe as last year. We had such plentiful rains last year that it kind of dried out just in time for a really good fall color season. But it's only about a month away. It's one of the most beautiful times of year in Colorado.
The first official day of fall is September 22nd. This is CPR News in KRCC.